Jake, let's talk about the plan and the bonuses for the staff.
Yeah, so back in August, the Arkansas Legislative Committee, they voted and made the recommendations that schools across the entire state utilize some of their federal, it's called the ESSER funds, to distribute those to teachers in the form of additional payments, of bonuses. And so in making that recommendation to all schools around the state, we already had a recruitment and retention plan in place that was approved back in February. So simply all we did was modify that recruitment and retention plan to meet the recommendations as set forth by our legislators.
So how much are we talking here, and when will the bonuses be given out?
So our plan actually had four installments, $500 for a total of $2,000 that was approved in February. So that first installment was distributed on September 25th, $500. And so with this modified plan, we'll include that $500, and then the certified folks will receive $2,250 in November, and then another $2,250 in March, and then our classified folks will receive $1,000 in November and $1,000 in March. So we divided it up for both retention purposes and then also to fulfill those recommendations.
Very good. September is usually when you do the report to the public. How's that going to work this year?
So we do typically do the report to the public. It's usually about an hour or more presentation at the September board meeting. We decided this year that we want to make that report in conjunction with our September PTO meeting. That's our parent teacher organization. And so that will be held on Tuesday evening at Pinkston Middle School starting at 5:30. We appreciate the work that our parents, our PTO members have done in engaging and re-engaging our parents. And so we felt like it was a good opportunity for the parents to see all the different programming interventions and updates within the school. So that will be presented at Pinkston Cafeteria on 5:30 next Tuesday evening.
Very good. One other item, some work being done on the junior high gym.
Yeah, so of course that junior high, it's a 1986 building, and in 86, of course, the gymnasium was put in, and so an original coat was put on the junior high floor at original paint, and then in 2000, and I believe 6, it was refurbished, and so it is recommended that done about every 5 or 6 to 10 years. Of course, we're over that recommendation, so we're going to be sanding it all the way down to the wood, and we're going to be applying a new paint to it, and then we're going to go back with a water-based look as opposed to the oil-based, which tends to yellow. And so if you'll remember, we went to the water-based at the high school gymnasium 4 or 5 years ago, and so that's where the direction we're going to head back with the junior high gym as well.
Very good. JK, we appreciate the time.
All right. Thank you, Brad.